We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to our show. We are a family podcast dedicated to empowering a generation of kind and empathetic creators and citizens of the world. We are joined today by Mr. Omar, spokesperson for the Islamic Center of Southern California. He'll be sharing all about the significance of Ramadan, which is the Islamic holy month of fasting, self-reflection, and prayer.
Hello, hello. My name is Asher, and I'm your host along with my mom, Kristen.
We want to say a special thank you to our listeners that left us a 5-star review. Thank you, Kalita, for your review. Kalita said, great to hear about all the diverse languages in and around Cape Town, but loved hearing about the foods and spices used. The sound effects were amazing.
Yay! We loved working on that episode.
And we also want to say thank you to Mr. Stevens, who said, I adore this podcast and the messages it sends of inclusivity and kindness. A perfect podcast to pop on with your kids and discuss.
Thank you for leaving a 5-star review.
Well, let's meet our guest, Mr. Omar, from the Islamic Center of Southern California. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Asher. As we say in the Islamic greeting, Salaamu Alaikum, may peace be with you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us more about what you do?
My name is Omar Ricci. I am a spokesperson for the Islamic Center of Southern California in Los Angeles. And we are one of the oldest mosques in Southern California, if not in the nation. We provide just services, community services, social services for people in our community and the surrounding area. Very happy to be here.
Cool. Did you speak in another language when you said hello? I love when our guests speak another language.
When I greeted, I said Salaamu Alaikum, which means peace be with you, and it is Arabic that I spoke.
Cool. I don't know Arabic, so does that mean Arabic is like the main language of Islam?
Good question. Arabic is the primary language of the faith of Islam. Our holy book, the Quran, which is like the Bible or like the Torah, the Quran was revealed in the Arabic language. So we use that language, and the very common greeting of Salaamu Alaikum is in Arabic.
Oh yeah, we learned that the Torah was written in Hebrew. So a lot of Jewish people learn Hebrew.
That's a good example.
There are so many languages around the world.
We are deep into the month of Ramadan, which is celebrated by Muslims all over the world.
And Muslims are people that practice Islam. Islam is the religion.
Yep. Islam is one of the largest and most widely practiced religions globally, with an estimated 2 billion followers.
Billions! That's many, many more than millions. And there's about 8 billion people in the world.
Yep, our Muslim friends probably exist in almost every country around the world. So Ramadan is a very special month for many people around us, including our own family and friends. Mr. Omar, could you tell us what Ramadan is and what it means for the Muslim people?
Sure. So we are now in the month of Ramadan. It is probably one of the most special months on the calendar for us as Muslims.
Yay!
And it is during this month that God has told us as Muslims to fast from sunrise to sunset for about 29 or 30 days. It changes every year how long it is, because our calendar is based off of the cycles of the moon.
But it is not the same as the lunar calendar that is practiced in my home country, Korea, or other parts of Asia.
So they follow the cycle of the moon, but not in the same way.
Yep. So we know that many people everywhere fast for different reasons. Some do it for religious reasons, some do it for their health.
in our family's religion, which is Christianity, they do it too.
Yep, I think it depends on the church, but yes, many religions around the world fast. It may not be done exactly in the same way, but the idea of not eating or drinking during a given amount of time for a purpose is the same.
So why do Muslims fast during Ramadan?
You know, part of the purpose of doing that is so we can understand what it's like. Other people in the world don't have food, that don't have water on a regular basis. Part of this is to get an idea of what they're going through. And what that does is it builds within us a feeling of empathy so we can feel what they feel. So if we ever, you know, the opportunity to help them, we understand what they're going through and it becomes a part of us to try and help them.
Thank you for sharing this very important value. I think empathy is one of the most important things that we can practice for ourselves.
So it's like knowing what someone might feel.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like saying, put yourself in their shoes.
You're not really wearing their shoes, right?
Yep. It's like when you see someone sad or hurt, empathy helps you feel their sadness too. And it makes you want to do something nice to help them feel better. And when you can't understand why they may be sad, you can choose to listen to them or imagine what it might be like to be them.
It's also a way to build discipline, that we can control our bodies. Our bodies don't control us. So even though we might be hungry or thirsty, we have something called willpower. We have the ability to control when we want to do something or not do something.
Be in charge of your own body.
Mm-hmm. We also are especially kind and merciful during the month as well, trying to be patient and kind with everybody else around us.
Thank you, Mr. Omar. So we learned about a lot of different religions here at Culture Kids. And despite the differences in practices and what we believe in, I find it so cool that what unites us is that the core foundation of their teachings are all focused on kindness, helping people, and creating peace in the world.
They're different, but also similar.
Yep, exactly. So could you tell us about what it's like to fast during the month of Ramadan and some of the important traditions practiced by the community?
So during the month of Ramadan, every morning before the sun rises, we sit down and we have a meal. And that meal is called suhoor. Some people call it sari. Some people call it some other names. Common name is called suhoor. And it's in that meal that we eat something that's nutritious, right? That we've got to get our bodies ready for the day ahead. And we drink lots of water. And then when the sun rises, that's it. We stop eating. We stop drinking.
So you wait till the end of the day to eat?
Yeah. The end of the day, we break our fast. And that meal that we have at the time that the sun sets is called iftar. And the traditional fruit that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would have when he broke his fast is a date.
Not a date, like romantic date, like the fruit date.
Exactly. That's what's used traditionally to break our fast. It's got a lot of good nutrients in it, helps your body immediately.
Yum.
And at the end of Ramadan, is there a celebration to end the fast?
Ooh, like a party.
So when the month of Ramadan ends, we have a huge feast. It's not just one day, but it's 3 days. And it's that first day that really is the most special, but then we get 2 extra days. It's called Eid al-Fitr.
Eid al-Fitr.
Eid al-Fitr.
Yay!
Can you tell us what happens during Eid al-Fitr?
Let's get this party started!
It's the first day. We wake up early in the morning. The family, we go to prayers. And traditionally, a lot of Muslims around the world, they get brand new clothes. So you get to wear fantastically beautiful. This is where your moment to shine. Get some great looking clothes and look fantastic.
Hi. So they could be shiny and clean.
And then after the prayers are over, it's a celebration. And it's a celebration in a couple of ways. And in a lot of the Muslim world, what the kids get is money.
Yay, like Lunar New Year.
All of a sudden, the adults are walking up to you and they say, Here's $10.
That's
Here's
cool.
$20.
Hey, that's a lot. I got like $5. Aww.
Well, every family gives different amounts of money for different occasions. Some kids might get a dollar, some kids might get more, or some kids just might get treats.
Good point. And so there's gifts involved as well.
Thank you.
It's a real celebration of the end of the month of Ramadan. And, you know, for example, with me and my children, I sometimes take them to Disneyland.
All right.
I mean, we spend the whole time there just having fun.
Woohoo, lucky kids.
This sounds like a really great way to end a month full of meaning, reflection, and hard work. Could you tell us the dates of Eid al-Fitr for this year?
This year, it'll be April 9th, 10th, and 11th.
That's coming up.
This is fun.
So what can we do to support our friends that celebrate Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr?
Yes!
Thank you very much, Asher, for asking that question. We really appreciate it. You can support in whatever way you want. Just saying, hey, Eid Mubarak, that's the way we say like Happy New Year or Merry Christmas or what have you. And I think if you just share such a phrase with your friends who may be Muslim, Eid Mubarak, they'll really appreciate that.
Should we all try saying that together?
Eid Mubarak.
And I'll also say that for us as Muslims, while we appreciate you guys supporting us, we'll hopefully, you know, be giving you guys gifts as well, because it's part of our tradition to give gifts.
I like getting gifts.
I think if you just turned around and you said to your Muslim friends, Eid Mubarak, wishing you the best, that's great.
To everyone celebrating, Eid Mubarak.
Lastly, I did notice that every time Muslim families mention the Prophet Muhammad, it is often followed by the phrase, peace be upon him. Could you explain the significance of this phrase?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So whenever we make reference to the Prophet Muhammad, we follow it by the saying, peace be upon him. The reason why we do that is that that's something that was instructed for us to say as Muslims by God, that whenever we reference the Prophet Muhammad, we also ask that God blesses him.
Peace is like having calm thoughts.
That's a very good point, Asher. So it sounds like the concept of peace is very important for the Muslim community.
So the concept of peace in Islam, the Arabic word for peace is salam. And what do we mean when we say peace? Of course, we are talking about between people, that while there's a lot of opportunity and reason, maybe sometimes to argue or something, that we would rather deal with things in a peaceful and respectful way.
Oh, I see.
So peace is a cornerstone of what we want to be as Muslims and as human beings in general.
So why is peace important? Does it say so in the Quran?
That's a good question, Asher. There's a verse in the Quran that talks about how we as humans are of many different types, that God created us of different colors, of different ethnicities, of different cultures. And the verse in the Quran that speaks about that goes something like this. It says, I have created you of different nations and tribes so that you may get to know one another, not despise one another. And so the idea is that God has created us in so many different ways. It also means now that it's part of our responsibility as human beings is to get to know the other person with respect. And I'll say also love. That love is a big part of what we should also reflect as well. So that's a part of our faith also.
We love that. Thank you for sharing this beautiful verse in the Quran that helps people feel respected and celebrated for exactly who they are. Our world is so big and so complex, and we are so happy to learn about every culture and family through our episodes.
I really like Eid al-Fitr. It reminds me of Lunar New Year in Korea.
You can always find similar things across different holidays and celebrations. So, Mr. Omar, before we wrap it up, do you have anything else you'd like to share?
So, This is for the grown-ups. If you'd like to learn more about our Islamic Center or about the faith, you can go to IslamicCenter.com. Find us on Instagram and Facebook and all the other social media sites, our Islamic Center of Southern California. Another great website, go to islamicity.org, islamicity.org, and they have some great resources there as well.
Thank you, Mr. Omar.
Well, thank you for having me, Asher. Thank you, Kristen. Thanks, Culture Kids. Appreciate all that you do. Bye. Assalamu alaikum.
See you soon.
And to our Culture Kids family celebrating Ramadan, Eid Mubarak, and thank you for being a part of our community. And if you don't celebrate Ramadan, like in our family, we hope you'll find fun ways to show kindness and support for your friends at school that are celebrating. Whether it's saying Eid Mubarak, or maybe even making them a card, ask your grown-ups or teachers what you can do to make your friends feel extra special during this time. And lastly, Arden's gonna end with their special message.
Yeah, Culture Kids, you and your family are always welcome, included, and celebrated for exactly who you are. And happy Ramadan. We love you.
Joke time. All right, Asher, go for it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shelby.
Shelby? Shelby who?
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Oh, I love jokes that involve singing. My turn.
Go, go, go.
What is smarter than a talking parrot?
What?
A spelling bee.
I get it, like the animal bee.
Well, thank you for joining us and stay tuned for next week as we go on more adventures to learn about different animals around the world. Hit subscribe and don't miss out. Please make sure to leave us a 5-star review to be featured on the show and reach out to us at hello@culturekidsmedia.com if you have anything you'd like to share with our community. Until next week.
Bye-bye.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan! That's me.